And welcome back to In Focus. Brady Bowman with you. So much to get through and so little time here within this last half of the hour. Here with USD 383 Business Director Lou Faust. Lou, welcome inside the studio. And a lot to talk about. And like I said, a short time and a lot of implications from last night.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Yes, last night was a historic night for Kansas. I saw one tweet that was said, you know, no matter what your politics was, that it was a historic night with the veto override votes that took place in Topeka.
And talk about some of those implications. I guess on the face of it, there's a lot we still don't know as far as what the formula is going to be and those sort of things. But as far as what we take from last night, what does that mean for USD 383?
Well, the veto override was for the tax plan part of the budget. So that will give us the funding and hopefully restore financial or fiscal stability and structure to the state budget. The school finance bill was passed also the night before. That's on the governor's desk. They were bundled over the weekend. Then they separated them out.
Oh, they did separate them.
Yes, okay. Yes. They re-separated them back out on Monday, and they passed both of them Monday night. Hopefully, the governor will sign the finance formula bill, and that will move forward. And of course, they will have to move on to the Supreme Court for their review on the adequacy piece. And so that remains to be seen. But the override last night at least puts the funding piece in place and hopefully restores the third leg of the stool, so to speak, as far as the financial stability for the state. That's been an issue, ongoing issue for the last several years.
Because that was a big question. That was a big head scratcher about everything. It's like, well, how can we really figure out what we're going to do if we don't know if the money's there at all?
Right. And that was part of the Supreme Court discussion in the last case, was to make sure that the funding, not only in the formula, was adequate, but the funding was actually there. And so they will probably retain jurisdiction of the case going forward to make sure that the legislature follows through. In the Montoy case back in 2008 and so on, when the recession hit, they didn't follow through with the funding that had been promised in the decision. So I think the court will retain jurisdiction to make sure that the plan, once it's implemented, is followed.
As far as a formula and that plan, what are some of the things you're hearing as far as the direction that might go?
The formula, as it was passed, was very similar to the formula prior to the block grants, and many of the same type of things. It's based on base full-time equivalency of students, and then there's a number of what are called weightings or adjusted full-time equivalency that deal with things like at-risk students, bilingual, transportation, special education. There's a number of things that, when it's all combined, there's kind of many formulas for each one of those weightings, and then it's all combined into a final FTE that then is multiplied against what is known as the base budget or the base, now they're calling it foundation aid, which is for next year $4,006 per FTE. It's favorable for USD 383. It's somewhere in the neighborhood of about $2.5 million in increased general fund authority, it looks like. There are, we haven't seen all the runs. We'll get more information in the upcoming days. As far as the details, there's going forward going to be some more requirements to make sure that the money that's designated for at-risk students is spent in certain ways for at-risk students. So you have to be careful with how you structure things going forward to make sure that you're positioned well to meet those requirements. But those won't actually come into play until the 18-19 school year, the specific requirements for at-risk. The state board has a year to determine what those allowable uses are.
Here with USD 383 Business Director Lou Faust. And is it kind of just a brand new day for you after how you've had to plan things over the past few years, now that you know that things are going to be different going forward?
Yeah, I mean, you still have to get things finalized and wait and see what happens. Well, of course, the governor has to sign it first and then the Supreme Court review. But we can begin to move forward and plan based on what is in the bill, what was in the funding bill that was overridden last night, and what is in the formula as we know it right now, to begin making some preliminary plans and looking forward at developing the budget for the upcoming year, which starts July 1. We'll still have to wait to get into the details when we get software from KSDE. It takes them a while to modify the software based on the changes that were made in the legislature. So it'll be several weeks, you know, before that happens, and then to try and have the budget ready for the Board of Education by the first meeting in August. July is always my busiest time of the year. It's kind of a sprint to get the budget built and in a format that's presentable and ready for the board. And then by statute, it has to be submitted by August 25th.
Well, you came in with a piece of paper, some notes on it. I don't want to take you away from anything that you did have prepared to come in and talk about.
Well, I just had some notes to refer to, but as kind of an overview of the formula as sure. It was passed and those kind of things. Like I said, the base budget or foundation aid would be $4,006 for next year, fiscal year 18, and then it would go up to $4,128 in fiscal year 19, and then it will go on a three-year or an average where they'll use the Midwest Consumer Price Index to modify that foundation aid amount upwardly based on the inflation, which was something that business directors across the state felt was important, that there was some kind of a factor built into the formula related to inflation, because we had been flat for a number of years. I mean, right now we're finishing essentially the third year with the same foundation amount through the block grant and fiscal year 15. While costs continue to go up, that makes it very difficult to try and make ends meet.
Has enrollment went up the last few years as well?
Yes, we're up probably during the 2 years of the block grant about 125 to 150 students. So that's part of that 2.5 million increase is just driven by the enrollment increase. And a big piece of it also is funding all-day kindergarten. That second half of all-day kindergarten, that what hasn't been there before, that's a big piece of the increase as well.
Because when you're talking about the block grants, the block grants was just kind of a flat. It didn't take into consideration necessarily enrollment increases.
That's correct. It was based on whatever your numbers were in the end of fiscal year 15. So in June 30th of 15, that has been what has driven the budget for the last two school years was what of the block grant was the fiscal year 15 audited figures and your budget authority.
So I assume that's an important thing for people to remember when we're looking at this progress it looks like we're making as far as school funding. And if you guys do get, you said $2.5 million is probably what you're expecting.
Yes.
That's not necessarily extra money to the school district. That's just kind of more keeping you even with everything.
Well, and to try and catch up some. I mean, our costs continue to go up just like it does for all of us at home, and whether it's insurance, whether it's health insurance, whether it's property casualty, just the basic things, utilities, those kind of things. I mean, it takes to run a system as large as USD 383, we are a huge business. We're the third largest employer in town. And just to make things work, it takes a lot of money just for the basics, whether it's electricity, whether it's, you know, gas bills, water bills, basic trash service, just the basics to make things function. It takes a lot to make that happen, and those costs continue to go up, and we haven't kept pace, so we've had to make adjustments. We cut $1 million a couple years back. So, yes, it will be appreciated, but there are needs that we'll have to be looking at as far as how to use those funds smartly.
What was kind of your reaction last night, or were you following it too closely last night? Were you just kind of wait and see what you saw this morning, or were you glued?
I was glued. I was streaming the Senate discussion while I was working in my office last night and was streaming that. And then after I went home, I was bouncing back and forth between the House and House discussion and the Royals game. And so no,
that was a good Royals game.
Yes, it was. It was a great game. But I was following closely and was obviously very happy with the outcome.
But were you surprised with the speed of things last night?
I thought that they would try and get it resolved. I mean, they're getting a lot of pressure being, you know, now day 110, I believe it is, and going into overtime. And I think they wanted to try and wrap things up if they could. The Senate vote was critical. I mean, getting that 27th vote in the Senate was where it kind of tipped, I think. The House, I thought, would override, but the Senate was where the question point was. So once that happened, I thought there was a pretty good chance it was going to get resolved last night.
That's kind of where my surprise was too, actually, was that in the past when we've had these situations, especially when it comes to an override, the Senate's been closer on that vote, but it wasn't close at all. I mean, we're 27 to 13. That's pretty substantial.
Well, and that's what it had to be. It had to be the two-thirds majority, and they had to have the 27 votes, so they got just exactly what they needed to override it. So that was critical, and that was where in the tax plan earlier in the session, they weren't even close to getting the override vote in the Senate.
All right. Well, we've got a couple more guests coming up just to close things out. But before we go, anything else that on your mind that you don't think I got to? Or
well, we'll just be working with the board to try and develop the budget. And as I think both Dr. Wade and Kurt said earlier, we appreciate the work of our legislative delegation in the area and their support for schools and the stability of the state budget.
All right. Appreciate it, Lou. Lou Faust with USD 383, the business director. Coming back, we're going to talk about a fundraiser coming up right here on In Focus.